Got your Bibles, turn with me to Joshua chapter number 24. Thank God for godly fathers. We've got a generation showing up. From the lack of it. Someone said 70 to 80% children today being raised in the home without the father. Biological father. Sad, isn't it? We must rise up as a church, as believers. We must rise up as parents. As some of us are not just fathers, we're grandfathers and great-grandfathers now. What a responsibility. I don't believe that responsibility ever leaves as long as we're here on this earth, and we ought to leave plenty behind to affect on down the road. But Lord, the Lord's laid on my heart this morning in chapter 24 of the book of Joshua, and some other scriptures also, but I'd like to read. Begin reading verse number 14. If you read up above, won't take time to read it today. God blessed them with abundance, land, houses they didn't build, vineyards they didn't plant. Many things that God had given them, just like he has us here. Many of us here this morning, we privileged benefiting from fathers and grandfathers and those that pioneered and those that came to this country. We blessed and been blessed, and God blessed us through them. But he said something. Joshua was saying something. Look in verse number 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity. Lord, that's gone out the window. And in truth, so is that. And put away the gods which are your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord. Now if it seem evil in you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Did you get that? He said, far as me and my house. I want to say to all us fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers and all the rest of us here this morning, it's not to mama's and grandma's responsibility. It's our responsibility. We to be the head and the leader of this thing, when it all, particularly when it comes to the things of God. A lot of times we men back up and we backed up and said, let the mamas do it, let the grandmas do it. Thank God for all them that loves God and all those that done all they could do. Thank the Lord. You need them. You can't do it without them. But I want to tell you, responsibility lies upon us as fathers, listen, to take a stand for God. Now he said, if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, but Joshua said, far as me. I want to tell you something. Joshua had been serving him. He was one of the two that brought back a good report when they spied the land. He wasn't no wishy-washy. He was full-fledged, full-devoted, and serving God. Now listen, there's one thing about serving God. If you want to know what's wrong in this hour that we're living in, you can't serve God. The Bible said you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and serve the world, to serve the devil. You can't serve God and serve self. He has to be completely and totally number one. God will not, listen, let you halfway serve him and halfway with the world, or halfway with the devil, or halfway with sin. No, God demands complete, listen, complete obedience and complete surrender. What's wrong this hour? We get very few people. They may make a decision. Joshua said, choose you. Make a decision. But this decision meant one thing, serving God totally, completely, and he is number one. You can't serve God and serve sin. Won't work. Who was it, Elijah the prophet? They was worshiping Baal. You know, they told him, said, listen, I want to tell you something. He called them all over, said, come on, we're going to find out today who God really is. He said, I want to tell you something. He went on to tell him, said, how long will you halt between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. And if Baal be God, serve him. We got too many people halting between two opinions. Do I want to live for God or don't I want to live for God? Do I want to serve him or don't I want to serve him? No, we must completely, totally surrender to him. It's not half-heartedness with God. I was thinking about, you know what he said? He said, come on. You know what happened that day? He said, go ahead. He said, we're going to put all this on the bullocks. We've got everything ready, didn't he? He said, go ahead and pray your God and get him to come on and light the fire. They couldn't pray. They cut their sails. They spent everything in the world they could. Went through all kind of emotions. And God, listen, their God never come on the scene. And Elijah backed up and he prayed and said, God, show these people. Let them see that's you, God. He said, just go ahead and you can wet the sacrifice. Won't make no difference with God. They poured water all over it. They poured water on it. Listen, it run into the ditch. It was so much of it. Barrels of water. You know what God did when he come? He said, listen, he burned the sacrifice altar. And he also licked up all the water. He's a God of fire. He's a God of power. He's a God that, listen, it's worth serving. Listen, you can't listen. If you're just serving yourself or sin, that's not worth a flip. I'm telling you, we must serve God and him alone. And so we look through the Bible. You can find many places where they made a decision to listen. He said, make you go ahead and do it. Whatever you serve is whom servants you are. It's ones you're going to obey. You're going to be serving somebody. You said, I'm just going to live. Nobody going to tell me what to do. You better watch this old flesh. Better watch the devil. Listen, I won't tell you who we better be serving. That's God. He said, I want you to choose this day whom you will serve. And listen, and you know what? That's a choice we need to make. Who we serving? Pretty good question, ain't it? That's what he's saying. Who? Who are we serving? Who are we serving? You know, Abraham. The Bible says, talking about me and his husband, and we are to serve God, and we ought to be the first one. Live for God. It ought not to be the responsibility of our companions, but it ought to be the responsibility that we take it to lead our children. And you know what the Bible said? That you find it in the Word of God. Abraham, and it talks about in the book of Genesis. You know what God said about Abraham? He said, I know Abraham. He'll command his children after him and after me. Listen, Abraham was a man of faith, and God said, I know him. He'll command his children. And I want to tell you, that's a good thing for God to say. Wouldn't it be a blessed thing for God to say about me and God to say about you that he knows. I know what he's going to do. He's going to teach his children. He's going to command his children. And I know he's going to. And oh, like old Joshua, I know. Joshua said, I know, tell you what. We're going to follow God and we're going to serve him, and my house is too. Can you say that? Abraham could. God said it about Abraham. Can God say that about you? Can he say it about me? Have we commanded our children? Have we made it a way that we could live? Listen, I don't say you can't live, serve self in sin and the world and the devil and all these things. It will, listen, it will pay, but it'll be paying in the wrong way. You can't sin. Now, there's a verse of scripture. A lot of time we need to go back and read it and memorize it and never forget it. The Bible said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You just sow, we've sowed of the flesh, will of the flesh reap corruption. We've sowed of the spirit, listen, the spirit will reap life everlasting. And I want to tell you something, we cannot sow to the flesh. If we sow, it will come up and it will reap what we sow. And listen, I heard an old preacher say this and probably 40, 50 years ago. You know what he said? He said, hey, listen, what the problem is, what's so sad about it? Listen, you're going to reap what you sow, but you're going to reap, listen, more than what you sowed. And you're going to reap it, listen, reap it right on. Listen, God will forgive us, but there's some things, listen, the price to still be paid. A reaping. You reap more than what you sow. Listen, it'll keep, and you'll pay longer than you want to pay. You cannot sin and willfully sin and live in it and sow it and walk in it and expect not to reap the consequences. Won't work. Whatsoever man soweth, you can't expect to sow bad seed and get up good seed. I had some seed been in the freezer. Brother Larry, looked on their face. It's been about 10 years. I said, I don't know if it'll come up now or not. Somebody said they would. And I said, well, I plant them a little thicker in case it don't. I think it will one of them. You know, they toothy. But I want to tell you something. You say, where does God put all that? He puts it like this. Now, there'd be some seed, even the good seed. You get seed and they say that 90%, I've seen different germination on it, put on it. Remember that? But I'm going to tell you something about sowing seed. When you sow them, they 100%. God said, whatever we sow, 100% don't come up.
I told you about that time, me and my brother Marshall at the seed run out in the hoppers when Daddy's planting, didn't
I? We didn't want to tell him. I told Marcia, I said, well, we can tell him now. He'll find that later. I had brain enough to know that. We dreaded telling him. So he didn't whoop us. He said, it better not happen again. We got to play it around there and put fertilizer in. We got to check the seed. But I'm going to tell you something. Those seeds weren't planted in them rows. They got out and scratched and found what rows had seeds and what didn't. He went back and replanted them. So I believe then, if so would have showed up,
they'd have showed up. But you know, when you sow good seed,
I want to tell you something. The blessings of God's on them. That's a wonderful thing. That's why it's so good to sow. Not only that, that's why it's so good, that we walk with God, fellowship with Him, commune with Him, hallelujah, and serve Him.
You're going to serve God, God, do it while we're going along this journey. You have to find out, the quicker you can find out, it's a daily thing.
You can't put God off and just going to take one day and say, this is what we got today. And I'm going to talk to somebody about the Lord. They say, no, the opportunity may come every day on where you're at work, where you're traveling, where you're wherever you may go. Be a light for the Lord. Be sowing no seed. Praise God for the gospel. He said, amen.
And he said, his people said, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad we got a good God? That's a merciful God. No wonder Joshua said, "For to me and my house, we're going to serve God." I'm glad I was raised up, thank God, in a Christian home. I didn't have to wonder if Mom and Daddy loved God or not. I knew they did. They lived it in front of us. Walked it. Talked it. Praise God for it. Hallelujah. So Joshua said, "For me and my house, we gonna serve the Lord." Well, we know Abraham, God said he's gonna command his children there. How about you? Help with them grandchildren. You can help with them. That'd be a blessing. We live in a day and hour. We live in the speedy hour today. We're all running fast. Not much time. So fella said, "We got just as much time as anybody ever had." Don't seem like it though, does it? Still 24 hours in a day. But she runs by in a hurry. But we still can help for those grand young'uns and great grand young'uns. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. You know, you see all through the Bible, some of them, not just a few, but a lot of them, made a choice and stuck with it. You know, somebody said, "Well, how in the world are you living for God if you ever make that total, completely surrender?" You know, we got a lot of stuff going on this hour. Just make Jesus your Savior, and after a while you make him Lord. If you don't do, don't you believe that? He's Lord Jesus, or he's not Jesus at all. That's why he said, "If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus." And when you confess him, the Lord Jesus, he's your Lord, he's your ruler, he's your boss. You see, we got a lot of shallow decisions in this hour. But I want to thank God, thank the Lord for his wonderful, marvelous grace and power that we have through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, the gospel is the power of God into salvation to him that believeth. It's power in the gospel to transform, to save, and make new, make a new creature. Hallelujah. Many of them through the scriptures you'll find. Daniel. What about old Daniel? Now, if he'd have waited, he done had his mind made up. You see, here's the problem. A lot of times we want to wait till this facing the season before we make our mind up. No, our mind needs to be made up. In him now. Then when you face that temptation, when you face that trial, when you face that trouble, when you face that opportunity, listen, to run or to turn, I'm going to tell you something. The grace of God will already be there with you, and you can stand the test. What did he do? Daniel. You know what they caught Daniel doing? Praying. I don't think he had to worry about that much this day and hour. He was praying three times a day. Had his window. The son, he done had his mind made up. He did. He sure did. Had it made up. You know what? They didn't stop him from praying, did they? Threw him in the lion den. God delivered him. What did God do? He went there and shut the mouths of the lion. You know what you and I need to do? We need to keep praying. God can shut the mouths, can't he, of the adversaries. Hallelujah. What about old Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego? Hey, you reckon they ready when they make their decision? They done made them. He'd already decided. We're going to serve God. We're going to serve God.
Well, they was given an opportunity. He said, preacher, what was he given an opportunity for?
When you hear the music,
just bow down to it. He said, we won't throw you in there in that old hot, heated up furnace. Old hot furnace. Said, if you'll just bow down. When the heat gets on, folks, we better have our minds made up. When the going gets tough, we better have our mind made up. And you can mark her down. She's going to get rough before this thing's over. We better brace up. It's coming. You know what? You know what they said? Oh, they said, old king. They said, oh, we're not going to bow down to you. We're not bowing down to that music. By the way, we don't have to in this hour. We don't, he said, don't have to bow down. I'm not bowing down to it. But he said, one thing for sure. If God wants to, he can deliver us from that furnace, but said he will deliver us from you, O king. Hallelujah. And he was wroth and had him to heat it up 7 times more hot. It was so hot it killed him, it threw him in there from the heat. Well, I would say they made a decision already, wouldn't you? Have we made that kind of decision for the Lord? There's people across this world right now who've had to make a decision. Am I going to serve God? Are they going to take my life if I say I deny Him? There's been people went to the stake and been burned in times past. But they'd already made their minds up. They done made that decision. I'm going to follow the Lord. They decided, I'm going to serve Him. Not self, not sin, not the world, not the devil, but God. I'm going to serve Him. So those three Hebrew children, I love this. As soon as I keep mentioning it, all that I do. Old king went and looked in that furnace. He said, didn't we throw three in there? He said, I see four in there. He said, didn't we throw three in there bound up? But I see four in there walking loose. And so I tell you who that fourth one looked like. I wondered a lot of times how he knew who he was. I believe God let him know. He said, the fourth looks like the Son of God. I want to tell you something. If God's got anything to say to us this morning, if we'll take a stand for Him, He'll walk with us. He'll talk with us. He'll walk with us. He's the Son of God. Hallelujah. He walked in the furnace with Him. He'll walk with you. And He'll walk with me. Just make a, listen, just say, I'm going to serve God. He'll give you grace. He'll give you strength. Oh, what about it? Yeah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the fourth. He said, did we throw three in there bound? Yes, sir, old king. Well, I see four in there. He said, they're not bound up either. He said, they're walking and they're loose. I'm going to tell you something. The devil try to bind you up. The devil try to hinder you. The devil try to stop you. But thank God we got one that's more powerful than you. What a Savior. What a Lord. What a Savior we have. Thank God. Thank God. I'm afraid a lot of us is like Lot's wife. Like her. They got her part of the way out. She was out of the Sodom. But she was in between. She was out in between. Two opinions. She was leaving. No telling what all left behind. I only got a name. But what happened to her? God told her, said, flee from the city and don't look back. Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. She was halting between two opinions.
I want to go on with Lot, but I want to stay back here in the city. I want to tell you what, talking between two opinions, it'll get you in trouble. Looking back will get you in trouble. You must look forward. You must go on. She became that pillar of salt. Sort of unusual. But it happened. It happened. You go through the New Testament, you'll see how some of the, well, take Stephen, for example. You know he had his mind made up that day. He done made that decision to serve the Lord. When they gnashed on him with their teeth, stoned him to his death. When the heavens opened up unto him, he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Ah, he was even willing to ask the Lord to forgive him. Sort of like the Lord on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what to do. Stephen, one of the prophets and apostles, stoned to death. But he had made his decision to follow the Lord. Have we? You know what troubles me? The least little old thing sometimes. Least little old thing sometimes hinders us from serving the Lord. Isn't that true? Let's just be honest. It does. The least little thing. Thank God. We got one worth serving. We got one that there's none comparing like it. Serving. Worshiping. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Yes, he is. Glory to God. You see many others. John the Baptist was mighty bold, wasn't he? He told old Herod, said, you ain't going to have her. He was bold. You know what? Cost him his life. But he did. Listen. Stay with God, didn't he? What about old Apostle Paul? What all he went through with. But listen, he'd already, when he met the Lord on the road to Damascus, completely changed him and turned him around. What a wonderful thing. What a glorious thing. Hallelujah. Our Lord